Tonight's show, we're continuing on understanding the luach and the calendars and the zmanim posted, trying to get a little bit of an understanding what everything means or how to understand the zmanim and how to deal with some of the zmanim. I know I mentioned it on Sunday, but it's kedai to mention again now that's Rosh Chodesh Teves. The Prima Gadim brings down in the name of Isaac Adarshan that when Rosh Chodesh Teves falls out on a Wednesday, we're guaranteed to have a cold and snowy winter. So he writes, it's brought down in Prima Gadim, in the end of, right before Hilchos Purim. He writes that whenever Rosh Chodesh Shvat falls out on a Wednesday, we're going to get Kar Gadol, Veshele Gadol, a lot of snow and a lot of cold. So you tell that to global warming, I don't know, but as Isaac brought down Lahalacha in the Prima Gadim. So on that note, that's the Haskol of Rosh Chodesh, which falls out obviously on Wednesday this month. So hopefully the worst is already past us. It already meant the last snowstorm. Now we're already safe afterwards, so we're okay. So we're trying to figure out how to understand the Zmanim. So we spoke about the early Zmanim. We spoke about Alois HaShachar, Mishiyakir, and now we're up to Seif Zman, Kriyashma. Now we mentioned that there are many, many halachas that are dependent upon hours. For example, Seif Zman, Kriyashma, the Mishnah says in Brachas, is after the third hour. Seif Zman, Tfilo is the fourth hour. Seif Zman Achilas Chometz and Erev Pesach is the fourth hour. Seif Zman Sreifas Chometz is the fifth hour. So how do we calculate these Jewish hours? And it goes on. Chatzos is the sixth, and Mincha, the earliest time to daven Mincha Gedolah, is 6:30, and then Plaga Mincha, which we'll talk about tonight as well. How do we calculate this? So there's a huge machloikis, Rishonim and Achronim, how to calculate the day. The Trumas Hadeshen and the Levush and the Chayyadim and a bunch of others are of the opinion that the way you calculate Jewish day is from Alois HaShachar to Tesek Echavim. So then, if that's the beginning point and the end point, so the third hour starts from Alois inward and ends at Seis. That's how you break down the day. The other opinion, maybe we'll call it the minority opinion, I don't know, is the opinion of the Vilna Goin and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Those two great Gedolei Achronim, they were of the opinion, no, that it's Neitz to Shkia. This is the big machlokes that is applicable by all of these manim. It's applicable to how to calculate Seif Zman Kriyas Shema, Seif Zman Tefillah, Seif Zman Mincha Gedolei. All these manim, are all that depending upon hours, are all going to be affected by this machlokes. So the question is, so how do we paskin this massive machlokes? So that's somewhat unclear to me, as you'll see, Mishnah Berurah in many places brings down two opinions. The Magen Avraham himself in many places brings down two opinions. So what does it mean, Soiv Zman Kriyashma for the Magen Avraham? That's because the Magen Avraham makes a comment in Hilchos Kriyashma where he says, although I acknowledge in many other places that it's a huge machlokes how to calculate the day, when it comes to Kriyashma based on a Gemara in Brachas, I think we should all follow the opinion that it starts at Alois HaShachar. So when we call the Magen Avraham Zman Kriyashma, let's make this clear, it's not the Magen Avraham Zman Kriyashma. It's the Magen Avraham telling us we should follow the Trumas Hadeshen and the Levush. That's what it really is. The Magen Avraham Seif Zman Kriyashma, not that the Magen Avraham is a bar plukta in this machlokes. The Magen Avraham is not at all. I'll prove it to you. Because in Hilchos Mincha and in Hilchos Chametz and Erev Pesach, he just brings down both shittas. He's not a bar plukta at all. He's just saying that based on a Gemara, how exactly he sees from the Gemara is disputable, but based on the Gemara, he thinks that Kriyashma, everyone should agree. That's what we know today as Seif Zman Kriyashma of the Magen Avraham. Okay, so what we started talking about last week was, okay, let's say we accept the Magen Avraham. Now the Vilna Goin and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav still stick to their guns. They say, even Kriyashma, I think you're wrong in how to calculate. So where does that fall in halacha l'maaseh practical? Should we be choshish for the Magen Avraham's version of Seif Zman Kriyashma? Or do we have the right to assume we pass on it to Shulchan Aruch HaRav and the Vilna Goin and we don't have to? Nafkamina is waking someone up a half hour earlier on any day to make sure you get Seif Zman Kriyashma. So we spoke last week, we kind of tried to play out all the different groups of Klal Yisrael. We mentioned last week that the Aruch HaShulchan writes clearly that the halacha is like the Vilna Goin. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in a tshuva, at least in one tshuva, that the halacha in Europe, in the yeshivas, at least in Russia and Litva, was like the Vilna Goin. The Chazon Ish was clearly in many places, both in stories and in writings, the Chazon Ish was of the opinion, the Vilna Goin is right, don't wake up people, the Vilna Goin is right for Kriyashma, the Vilna Goin is right for everything, we pass him like the Vilna Goin. We mentioned that there were those that disagreed. We mentioned, for example, Rav Shlomo Zalman. We wrote from Reb Shlomo Zalman that he was very machbid to get Seif Zman Kriyashma with the Magen Avraham, as was Reb Shach, and others as well. We mentioned that Reb Soloveitchik and in the Soloveitchik family, initially Reb Chaim was machbid on the Magen Avraham. Reb Chaim changed his tune, and that's what the Briskers are knowing today. They are not machbid for Magen Avraham, they follow the Vilna Goin. Just one last source was the Reb Chaim Moizer. Reb Chaim Moizer, the great Reb Chaim Moizer, used to have a minion in his house. And sometimes he'd come out and join the minyan, and sometimes he didn't, depending on how he felt. But they basically found a letter of when he made up the zmanim for his minyan, that based on the way he set it up, it was he was always makpid to get Magen Avraham Zman Krishma. So Chaim Oisin was also makpid for Magen Avraham Krishma. He was pretty litvish, and he was also makpid for the Magen Avraham Zman Krishma. Okay, so that was what we kind of were discussing last week. What should we do? You know, should we wake up our family? Should we wake up ourselves to get the Magen Avraham Zman Krishma? Well, we saw a little bit of both sides. I want to finish up that a little bit more tonight, and then we'll discuss the other Zmanim that are relevant. So if we start over here, in the new Maram Mekremis, number one, it's from the Stipler, the Chazanish's brother-in-law. We mentioned that the Chazanish was very clear that he thought we passed like the Vilna Gaon by Krishma. He even wrote, do not wake someone who's sleeping, just so he should make the Magen Avraham Krishma, you don't have to wake him. The Stipler, his brother-in-law, didn't hold like that. If you look at number one, the Sefer Orchas Rabbeinu, they call from the Stipler, Amla Mayvi Rebbe, Amla Nachtav, he told the grandchildren, Sheish Lahakbid Azman Krishma, Shalom Magen Avraham. You do have to be Makbid. Chazanish told everyone, don't be Makbid. The Stipler disagreed. He held, you have to be Makbid because of the argument, Sveka Deraisa.
Right, but that's it was based on the Gemara, it's one thing. Sveka Deraisa, then you get into a slippery slope. Then what about the Chametz?
Right, so that's where there are those who taka, depending on what it is. They'll be machmir depending on what it is. By chometz, it's still not, but the Magen Avraham is still a chumrah. We'll get to the end of the day where it's going to switch over, which we'll talk about. People use the Magen Avraham lekula, and that becomes a problem. That's what I hope to get to tonight as well. So the Stipler and the Chazanish disagreed on this nekuda. Now I found in Yakut Yosef, in Rabbi Vaad Yosef's son Sefer, he quotes something interesting. He quotes Rabbi Shlomo Zalman. And he writes, V'agayni b'shlomo Zalman orbach omesh ha'minik b'zeh kedas agra. The Reb Shlomo Zalman held the minhag was like the Gra. Now that wasn't really like the Reb Shlomo Zalman we brought down last week. The one we brought down, Halicha Shleima, he kind of wasn't saying that so strongly, unless you can say what he meant last week is what he personally did. What he really felt was that it's like the Gra. There's a sefer called V'Aloi Layabol. It was written, I believe, by a Talmud Reb Shlomo Zalman. I don't have it in my Eretz HaChachma, so I couldn't check it up, but I'll trust him. He says, Ach Omar, but he says, Shem Efshel Adakti Kedasa Magen Avraham, Bevadi Shizah Adif. The Shem Zalman said, if you can make the Magen Avraham, that's better. Now, if you look at the Halicha Shloima that we quoted last week, it's a very different tune. There he makes it sound like he was very makbid. So makbid that he'd wake up the family and he'd have him somewhere else. So I don't know which version is accurate, but either Shlomo Zalman felt that was a personal chum that he did, but he felt halachal ma'is, we do pass like the Vilna Gaon, or maybe there's some form of accuracy issue with the different psakim. But whatever Shlomo Zalman's psak is not clear to me. What about the Svaidish psak? How does Svaidim fall in with this shayla of waking up for Zman Krishma Magen Avraham versus the Vilna Gaon? So in Yakut Yosef he writes, Zman Tfil Shach and Nimshach Lechatchila Atzoif Arba Shoyz Meyoyim B'Shah Zmanis. One opinion says you go from Shkia, from Zricha until Shkia. That's Nates to Shkia. That's what we know today as the Vilna Gaon and the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Bizman Tfila, he goes down to Zman Tfila, gives you 4 hours. Fine. Uladina, Paskins, Yakut Yosef, Bidvarim, Durabonon, anything that's a Durabonon issue, Kemoi, Birchas Krishma, Zman Tfila. Zman Tfila is only Durabonon. Efshel Lismaych Allah, Soivim Sheish, Limnais Ashos Mazricha. You could be Soimech on the Vilna Gaon and Shulchan Aruch Harav, that basically gives you more time. Achle inyan kriyash mashi deraisa. But things that are deraisa, lechatchila yesh lahachmi lekoyre koydim shiyav gimel shayis mamar hashachar. You have to be choishish for the Shumas Hadeshen. Ach, kam bazeh b'shasat chak. Let's say a guy wakes up in between the Magen Avraham and the Vilna Gaon, so he should still try to chap a rein to get the Vilna Gaon. So according to Yakut Yosef's opinion, I think this is what Svadim do, is lechatchila they are makbid to try to get what we call the Magen Avraham Zman Krishma. Now what's interesting is, if you look at a Zmanim chart, every Zmanim chart will give you the Magen Avraham Zman Tfila, the Magen Avraham Zman Krishma, and the Magen Avraham the Vilna Gaon. When you get the Zman Tfila ready, then you're not going to find it as much. Not all Luchais will give you Zman Tfila according to the Gra, and Seif Zman Tfila according to the Magen Avraham. Now, why not? So the first reason is because it's not the Magen Avraham. What do you mean, Seif Zman Tfila according to the Magen Avraham? The Magen Avraham never had a Shita on when Seif Zman Tfila ended. All he had a Shita was on Seif Zman Krishma. That's first of all. But why don't they give you the second opinion? The answer is because most of us assume that the Vilna Gaon is right. The only time we're choishish is by Krishma because of the Magen Avraham. But when if it's anything else besides for Krishma, the assumption is, like the Vilna Gaon and the Shulchan Aruch Harav, that it's only one Zman. That's why most Zmanim charts, after Krishma, will only give you one Zman. Because, again, what's the Cheshbon? The Cheshbon is, we really pass like the Vilna Gaon and Shulchan Aruch Harav. But you have this Magen Avraham screaming to you about a Safik Yisrael Deraisa, so we're Machmir. But really, the Magen Avraham is, really the Shulchan Aruch Harav and the Vilna Gaon are correct. That's why most Zmanim charts won't give you two. Okay, that's the chayra, the lamdas behind. So if we're keeping track over here, we have in the Briskas are not Makbid. We have in the Kanievsky family, it's somewhat of a machlokes between the Stipel and the Chazon Ish, and Tzvardim are Makbid. Just to round off with the Chassidim, we've got to get all different groups of Klal Yisrael. The Chassidim are very Makbid. Some groups of Chassidim are very Makbid on them. Again, I didn't say anything about Zman Tefillah. But for at least Krishma, they're very Makbid on the Magen Avraham Zman Krishma. And one of the sources that I have is a tshuva from the Klausenberger Rebbe, the Divrei Yitziv. The Klausenberger Rebbe was asked the following shayla. He says, number four, Umasha Shal Oit Bahanal, Kishinog Lidakti Gazman Krishma, Kizman Amukta Mikur Magen Avraham. There was a fellow who used to be Makbid for the Magen Avraham Zman Krishma. But he wanted to know, is it better to go to the mikveh first, and then you'll have to get the second Zman Krishma, or go the first Zman without the mikveh? That's a heavy question, right? Only a Rebbe can pass me such a shayla, right? Can't ask this to a litvah, they wouldn't appreciate the shayla, right? So Kled, the Salma asked the Klausenberger Rebbe, what should he do, which is better? So the Klausenberger Rebbe wrote back, he quotes the Minchas Kayin Muvay Hashemish Mayim Mako, that says what? Beer the Zman Krishma deraisa. Started off with the assumption that Zman Krishma is deraisa, you have to go l'chumra. Then he goes, okay, back and forth, the whole array, or a large list of marmakimus, as the Klausenberg Rebbe knew so much, call it Tarakula, he had no problem. He writes it in Lefini, is daiti, the bezel kuliyama, sveikim and hatayr l'achmir. Pascal the Klausenberg Rebbe, don't talk about Safik deraisa, you have to go l'chumra. I just heard from someone who told me that he was a Talmud of the Klausenberger, and they're very Makbid. All of his Talmudim are very Makbid, like this Psak. That they make Saiv's man Krishma with the Magen Avraham. Because the Klausenberger Rebbe held Savik Dereis L'Chumra. Again, not a surprising Chiddush. We saw this, Shlomo Zalman made such an argument. Shouldn't surprise us, but that was his opinion. Now, what's interesting is if you look at number five, a Sefer called Yisrael Vazmanim, also written by a Chassidisha. It's a Satmar, not a Klausenberger. He writes like this. Ula halachim is pashto hayroch kishitas a Magen Avraham. It's pashto to him that the halach is like the Magen Avraham. I don't know, we spent the whole share and a quarter already saying that it might be so simple, but okay. That's why I preface the fact that he's Chassidish, because they're kind of slanty towards the Magen Avraham. He writes, Mikamaki Mishenenas Vilikari Krishma, the guy was an oinus, he didn't get the Magen Avraham's Krishma, so then he should try to at least chapter from the Gurin's Krishma. Then he writes, Val came in Hanoch and Lahatz Batecha Luchais, but Oisius Yoisik Tanis, Gamma's man the sheet is agro. He thinks you should put two zmanim on. One's the bigger one, that's the main zman, and the smaller zman. Miu, however, those places that are Mako, Udi Ime, so then they have Udi Bisaimachan. But it sounds like he really believes that we paskin like the Magen Avraham. I don't know. I think it's debatable exactly what we paskin like. It's somewhat not clear. And just to really put things in perspective, look at Rav Moshe Sternbach number 6. Rav Moshe Sternbach writes, in Shuvas Van Ogus, he says like this. He says, in early people, he saw that they paskin like the Magen Avraham, Shazmam Amur HaShachar HaLayla. Avodas Hagra, V'Hagrashaz, that's the Shulchan Aruch Rav, Alavush. V'Ataisiz Yomtev Anor, Mavi Panoa, Shazman Mehanetzat Shkir, V'Chei Mevi Baruch HaShulchan. V'Shekein Pirsmu Etzlam Beluchais, that's where we have it. Aruch HaShulchan writes, in the Zmanim charts in the Vardik, they all use the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and they use the Vilna Goin for Krishma. But listen to this. Avu Bepolden V'Ungarin, but in Poland and Hungary, Pirsimu Hazman Kimagan Avram. Now last week, Rav Moshe told us that in Russia and Lithuania, they were doing the Vilna Gaon. And now we know that in Poland and Hungary, they were doing the Magen Avraham. How do you understand the discrepancy? The answer is, one was more Litvish and one was more Chassidish. Hungary was more Chassidish. Poland had both. But Lafi, what we're saying now, it makes somewhat sense that the Chassidishes, for some reason, were more Machmir like the Magen Avraham, while many Litvishes, not all Litvishes, and we mentioned Reb Chaim Oizer didn't go like that, and we mentioned Reb Shem Shkop didn't go like that, but many Litvishes went the route of the Vilna Gaon, like the Vilna Gaon said. So therefore, it might have been an interesting issue over history. It might have been one of those things that kind of became a Chassidish Litvish type of a Machloikis. Halacha L'maisa, what should everyone do? Yeah, I don't know. I think everyone should have to decide on their own what they think is right. Is as Rav Shlomo Zalman said, you have a Suffolk deraisa, you have a chance to get a mitzvah deraisa. I'm assuming one should try to be machmer, I guess. If all bets are equal, it would probably be better to try to get the Magen Avraham. But here's the best part. Let's say you come out at the end of this year, you say, I want to be machmer on the Magen Avraham as Man Krishma. So what are you going to do? You're going to go out and look at the chart in Shul. And the Shul says, so is Man Krishma according to the Magen Avraham. It's going to give you a time. And the time it's probably going to give you is 9:04. There's only one problem. That's incorrect. based on what we said 2 weeks ago, that the proper way to correct to calculate the Magen Avraham, because how's the Magen Avraham working? He's starting from Alois HaShachar. Well, how do you define Alois HaShachar? We mentioned there's two opinions. One that became somewhat accepted over the last 6 years, that it's 72 minutes every day from Nates. And then the other one, which we mentioned is probably more likely, is working with degrees. The 904 Zman that Yeshua is going to give you is not working with degrees. It's working with 72 minutes before Nates. If based on what we said 2 weeks ago is correct, that that's not the right Zman for the Magen Avraham, so you wasted a couple minutes of sleep because you didn't really get the Magen Avraham. If you look at the Zmanim chart, so some of them will give you two Zmanim for the Magen Avraham. The more correct one, I believe, is really 8:56. That's using the Alois HaShachar in terms of degrees. So there could be about a difference of 10 minutes. If you're going to be Machim before the Magen Avraham, make sure you do it right at least. If you're going to get up and do it wrong, you defeated the purpose. So it's worth mentioning, based on what we said 2 weeks ago, that that Alois HaShachar has two ways of calculating, either the standard 72 or the degrees. If you're going to use the degrees for the Magen Avraham Zalois, you have to use the degrees for Alois HaShachar for Kriya Shema also. And it will be off about 10 minutes. So next time you're trying to calculate it, you look at most of the charts that you're going to get, unless they write otherwise, you should probably assume it's not. Assume it's probably the 72-minute one, which is not really the right one that you want. So then the question is, so what are you supposed to do then? Let's say, for example, they give you one Zman. You're in a shul, they give you one Zman, and you want to get the right one. So what are you supposed to do? So in the Sefer that I have, he tells like this. If you only have the 72-minute chart, what you should do is, if it's in the winter, add 8 minutes to it. Go back 8 minutes, and then you'll be getting what we call the real Alois HaShachar. If it's in the summer, you should add 20 minutes to get the real Alois HaShachar. So you just got to be careful and make sure you're checking your Zmanim charts correctly when you want to know what's the real Alois HaShachar. So what you want to see is Alois HaShachar in degrees 16.1. And based on that, you'll be able to calculate when exactly you want to get the Magen Avraham. But I'm just pointing out, for those people who want to get the Magen Avraham's Chumrah Zman Krishma, which now is a big debate, at least try to get it, what I think is the right way, try to get it the accurate Zman, which would be 16.1, which is about 10 minutes earlier, give or take, depending on the time of the year, than the way they give it to you on the Zmanim charts.
So here yeah? It says, this is according to the Magen Avraham, using 72 minutes as
16.1. That's good.
What does it mean to use 72 minutes?
Because everyone agrees you have to use 72 minutes. It's a Gemara. The Gemara says that Alois HaShachar is 72 minutes before Nates. The problem is, the way that the Goyim learned the Gemara, it doesn't mean it's always 72 minutes. It means you take, when in Bavel, 72 minutes, you ask yourself what degree is the sun at. That degree is the way we're supposed to calculate what Alois HaShachar is, which comes out to be here 16.1 degrees. So when the sun is 16.1 degrees, that's real Alois HaShachar.
So it's less than 10.
It's not about minutes. You don't count it. You don't use minutes. It's almost impossible to figure it out. That's why you need my Zmanim to be able to figure out exactly how these things work. But if you do find yourself with an only 72-minute Zmanim chart, and you'll be able to figure that easily, because if you know when Nates is, you'll subtract 72, you'll know when they're calculating Alois is. So then according to him, you should add 8 minutes in the winter and add almost 20 minutes in the summer to get the other version of Alois HaShachar. So
I understand that distinction, you know, like, basic concept of whether the day or the tefillah day begins.
Right.
It just seems so fundamental.
Yeah.
Have been established without a makhluk. I just don't know, how do we get to? I mean, I was here last week. I don't remember.
Right.
Did we establish it? Why there's that?
No, they each have, the problem is the Mishnah just says 3 hours into the day. That's the whole thing. Right. You have a Mishnah Baruch that says 3-4 hours, it gives you hours, but no one says how do you start calculating the hours.
So there are
Rishonim, you know, we're kind of skipping ahead to the Vilna Gaon. There were Rishonim along the way. Just that the Vilna Gaon made it very clear that he thinks this is what we should do and we shouldn't change it. That's kind of why it became so, you know, I mean, it can't be that it first happened in the 1700s, right? What did the Rishonim do? Right, so it is a big Machlokes Rishonim. In all honesty, it is a huge Machlokes Rishonim. Well, the reason why we give credit to the Vilna Gaon is because he made it, okay, this is what we're doing, Mikan al Abba, it became somewhat custom.
I was always wondering the difference between the Zman Tefillah and Zman Kriya Shema, whether it's the Gra or the Magen Avraham, is over an hour. What exactly were they doing between Kriya Shema and Tefillah?
Kriya Shema is, no, it's Zman, so Zman Kriya Shema is Mishiyakir, significantly earlier.
No. The last time you
left,
say Kriya Shema,
third,
according to the Magen Avraham, it's much,
it's an hour,
give or take,
before
the end of Zman Tefillah. But
why?
I mean, why would they daven? Yeah, they could have davened. I mean, why weren't they doing everything in one shot like we do?
Well,
this could be talking about saying Krishma Shalei B'Teich HaBrachas. I mean, this is just to fulfill the mitzvah of the rice of Krishma. Then there's another thing: we put Krishma into the davening. But it's really an independent mitzvah. There is. Right, right. You could do it separately as opposed to putting it together.
That's how they normally do it?
I'm not sure. I don't know. I hear what you're saying. I never thought about it, how exactly their davening looked. But it, clearly for halachic purposes, you have more time. So this is something that we should just be aware of. Again, I'm not here to, you know, as we always say in every shiur, we're not here to paskin any shaylos, but just to make aware that if we're going to try to get the Magen Avraham, I'm not saying you have to. I think the Chazanish would tell you don't have to. But if you're going to get the Magen Avraham, it's at least worthwhile to try to get it the way it's supposed to be done. This way, it's Allah Shittas. Another interesting shaylah that we have to discuss if, when learning the Sugya of Zmanim is it dependent upon when you start the Kriya Shema or when you end the Kriya Shema? Right, what exactly is the deciding point? Whatever number size my Kriya Shema is, 904, 856, whatever it is, does that mean I have to finish all of Kriya Shema by 856? Or it means as long as I start Kriya Shema by 856, I can finish later on? So that's interesting. There's an interesting taisus in Barachas Dav Zayin. The Gemara in Barachas is talking about how long HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry at us for. Gemara says, Kemal HaKadosh Baruch Hu's angry at us for a very short time. But Punk Bilam had a kayach to know when that second is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry at us. So Taisus has a kash. Taisus asks, let's say Bilam knew how to do it, but it's so short. How many words of profanity can he get out in such a short amount of time? What are you so worried about? Bilam knew how to time it perfectly. But how much could he have said in such a small amount of time? So Taisus gives two answers. V'yishloimar, call him. He goes at the word destroy. And it doesn't take too long, and that would have wiped out the Jewish people. Inami says Taisvis, may achasha haya maskil kilosi boisisho, haya mazikafil achakan. Taisvis and Avay Dezar explains it a little better. It means that as long as he got the curse in before the end of the time, it could continue afterwards. Meaning, let's make up for it, it's a second. So as long as Bilam started the curse within the second, although it took him 3 minutes to finish his drasha, as long as he started, you're okay. That's Taisvis' second answer. So the Aruch HaShulchan paskins lahalacha based on this second answer of Taisus. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, well, then he's dait in yirim Taisus and brachas to holchen achar aschal. You see from this Taisus that it's all about when you start. It's like that in sports. As long as you get the snap off before the clock ends, you're good to go. With certain things, right? Unlike Sheva Brachas, where it's telling other things. Then hischa b'zman ha'tfilo mikut tfilo b'zmanai aval pi shemisai malachar zman. So Aruch HaShulchan mamish parzei from agadat ha'gemara. A halacha lemaisa, a massive halacha lemaisa, he says it by tefillah. I would assume it's by Kriya Shema also, maybe not, but he says it by tefillah. That's all when you start. If you get to start off before this man, you're good to go. So over here in Nefesh HaRav, Rav Shechter quotes that they tied this to Rav Soloveitchik. It's interesting, Rav Shechter doesn't mention it's an Aruch HaShulchan, but they tied this to Rav Soloveitchik. They told him like this, Benigeo's man, Kriya Shema, tefillah, Yesh Me'achreinim, maybe he didn't want to say the Aruch HaShulchan's name, because as we'll see what Rav Soloveitchik's response was. But Yesh Me'achreinim, Shiratzalav Yirai, Me'adiyah, Shnei, Shibetaisis Brachas. That those who bring a right from the second answer in Taisvis, Shekol Hischaloimer, Kriya Shema, Teichas Man, Avapi Shalai Nigmura Kriya Sa'alachas Havis Man, Chashiv Shabak, Kriya's Man, you make it. Shakol Halachachar Tefillah, Verabenu Tzachak Bishamaya Chachazu. Salvation was cracking up. He was laughing when he heard this. We understood that Salvation did not enjoy or did not appreciate such a svar. So clearly, Salvation did not buy in to this raya from a Taisus, the second answer. Although the Aruch HaShulchan does bring it, then it's what, I guess, what to debate whether or not you can be samech on it. I think there's a pretty strong raya from the Mishnah Berurah that the Mishnah Berurah does not agree to this deal. Because if you look in the words of the Mishnah Berurah number 10, they were talking about Kriya Shema, and he writes like this. The derech, he says, people have to be zoyah in zman kriyishma. The derech b'nei adam lamid b'zman achik kimoi b'maisachay. People like to get up late. V'oz kvar cholof avik kriyishma. You wake up too late, you can miss zman kriyishma. The chosh ayoyim godol yoyser zman kriyishma m'may lovay. The longer the day, the quicker zman kriyishma comes. The tzarech l'gomra kuloi b'zmanay. You need to finish all of it in the time. So it sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah, you got to finish all of Kriyishma. It doesn't say you need to start Kriyishma, you need to finish Kriyishma. So this Mishnah Berurah seems to be more like the way of Salvechik understood it, not like the Aruch HaShulchan, that you can't start it at the time and go afterwards, you got to get it all done before.
This assumes that it's preferable to do Kriyishma without the brachas.
So that's a big discussion. That's a big discussion about Kriyishma without the brachas. What happened to, let's say Kriyishma without the brachas, Kriyishma without tefillin, you run into problem kilo mei checker. So Mr. Buu and the Aruch HaShulchan, they both address this, and they both feel that it's kedai als the mitzvah derai, so it's better. But Mr. Buu himself says the best thing is really wake up early, do everything like a mensch, you don't have to worry. But halach lamaisa, the Aruch HaShulchan also held, if you're going to miss the zman, the question is it better to say Kriyishma with the Magen Avraham? And not the Vilna Goyim. That's what Pshama Zalman we saw last week. Right. We saw last week Pshama Zalman said you should make it tonight. So Mizalman said, make it tonight when you're doing the Magen Avraham with the brachas, that if it's like the Magen Avraham, then I want to be Yitz. If not, I don't want to be Yitz. Most people assume that you might not have to. But that's where it comes up, such a shayla. But, you know, as we mentioned from the Rosh Hashanah last week, Rosh Hashanah writes, halvai, we should make the Vilna Gaon says my Krishna, forget the Magen Avraham. But, again, halach l'maisa, I think it's debatable. I know by us in Yeshiva, they write down on the Zmanim, kol echad yinag l'fi min hagay. Everyone should be knowing like his minhag about this shayla of the Magen Avraham versus the Gra. It's hard to know exactly what, you know, what the right thing is, but it's clearly a machlokes
achrayim. Do we have the same problem with the second, with the Gra, as far as...
No, because the Vilna Gaon is working with Neitz Tashkia. Those two are set. Those two are not so as they don't change. So that's easy. So that's why. You don't have to worry. If you're going to go with the Vilna Gaon's man, those are all reliable. Until we disprove that maybe at a different shir, but for now it's all reliable. So that's why it's a lot easier if you're going to use the Vilna, if you're going to go with the Vilna Gaon, everything is much more agreed. So let's say Soiv Zman Tfilo. So again, most luchos will give you two zmanim. Soiv Zman Kriyishma Vilna Gaon, Soiv Zman Kriyishma Magen Avraham. Again, as we mentioned, it's not the Magen Avraham, and secondly, it's probably not even the right version of it because it's probably going to be off. But if you don't have to be worried, because for that you can be Soimech on the Vilna Gaon and use the Vilna Gaon, Soiv Zman Tfilo. They lost out on the mitzvah deraisa. They still say Krishna. Yeah. You should still say it. You should still do it 100%. But you lost out on a big part of the mitzvah, not the whole mitzvah. So now continuing on in our chain of zmanim. So we spoke a lot about. So now we have so far the zman that we talked about was Alois Mishiyakir, Neitz, Soiv Zman Krishna, Soiv Zman Tfila Shachris. Okay. Now. The same shayla. It should be the same shayla. I would assume the Aruch HaShulchan says by Ishmael. He's talking about by Tfila. And that's what the Aruch HaShulchan make. The way Rav Shechter quotes it was they told it to Rav Salvechik about both, Kriyishma and Tfila. So I'm assuming it's all the same. The Mishnah Berurah that we quoted was talking about Kriyishma, but I have no reason to think they should be different. That's true. Yeah. One could make such an argument. That's right. That's correct. Yeah. So the shayla is now, let's go back to Pesach for a second. I know it's hard to imagine Pesach. It's almost Purim, but let's try to imagine Pesach. So now Erev Pesach is going to roll around, and they're going to put various manim on charts, some correctly, some incorrectly, about when you have to burn your chametz, and when's the last time you're allowed to eat chametz. So again, the halacha is, Soif Zman Achilas Chametz is the end of the fourth hour, which means the exact same time you have to finish davening by is the amount of time when you have to stop eating, and you have Soif Zman Sreifa is an hour later. Did I get that right? I think that's the way it goes. So you have the fourth hour and the fifth hour. So how are you going to calculate it? So you have the same machlokes. Are you going to use the Magen Avraham? Or whatever, you're going to use the Shemus HaDeshin? Or are you going to use the Vilna Gaon? So again, if you're going to see a Zmanim chart on Erev Pesach, that's going to say, Soiv Zman Achilas Chametz Gra, that means they're going with the Vilna Gaon, that's going to be later. If they're going to put Soiv Zman Achilas Chametz Magen Avraham, that's an incorrect statement. The Magen Avraham never weighed in and never picked sides on that. What they really mean is Soiv Zman Achilas Chametz Lefi Shemus HaDeshin. That's really what they mean. Okay, so what should we do? So I would have assumed, and I still assume this way, that Pashtus, maybe, and not really Karis, it's only the Rabbanon. So Safi Rabbanon Lakula, you don't have the Magen Avraham Tana by Kriyashma. I would assume we should feel comfortable, the same way we do it by a derice of Kriyashma, we should feel comfortable doing it by burning chametz and eating chametz. That would have been my feeling. I found over in the Sefer Yisrael Vazman, and he tannas not. He says, V'shamati mipi Tamud Chacham, I heard from a Talmud Chacham, I don't know who he is, even though you normally follow the Vilna Gaon, you follow the Vilna Gaon across the board, even for Deraisas, when it comes to Soiv Zman Achilas, again, it's only Pashas Derabbanan, then they're more Machmir. I'm not sure why. But again, you're going to see these two Zmanim, and they're going to be brought down. One is Magen Avraham, one is Gra. Just notice the Magen Avraham one is not really right. It really means the Trumas Hadeshen, while the other one is the Vilna Gaon. And Pashas one would be able, based on the Klal Pesach, one probably could be Semich on the Vilna Gaon. What I want to talk about now is Mincha. Because again, this Machloikis has halachic ramifications throughout the day. Depending on how you break down the day, it's going to affect what time Mincha is, and what time Chatzos is, and what time Mincha Gedol is, and what time Plaga Mincha is. Now, what time for Lagabe Mincha, you're not going to find it on the Luchas. On the Zmanim charts, they don't even give you two Zmanim for Mincha. They don't give you two Zmanim for Plaga Mincha. The question is, why not? So the answer is, because they assume that at this point, we for sure pass like the Vilna Gaon. Even if you want to tell me by Kriyashma, maybe by Kriyashma, but after that, the Magen Avraham is no, whatever, that sheet is no longer applicable. That's mistama the assumption. Now, what's interesting to me is, if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, and Hilchos Mincha, Mr. Buri writes the following statement. He writes, Kol cheshben hashoyis, anytime we calculate hours, bein le mincha gdoi le bein le mincha tanu plaga mincha. For whatever it's negate to tefillas mincha, chashvina b'shasa yoyim mechalkan yoyim bein aruch bein kotzer. We take the day and we divide it into two. The shnei masach halakim, to two, 12 halves. V'chol chelik nikra shah, everyone 1/12. V'al pishoyis elu kavon zman mincha l'chol niskalel. And that's how we calculate all these manim. Okay, so now I know how we do. We have 12 and everything's divided by 12. But how do you get to the 12? Some people say it's Alois Totseis, also known as the Chumas Hadesh in Chayodom. Okay, it's going to affect your Behudin the Rabbanon. He's never Machriya. He never tells you what to do. He just says, I'm letting you know there's two Shitas and be whatever it may be. Now, it doesn't affect us too much, but where it does come up is Plag HaMincha. Why is it affected by Plag HaMincha? Because there's two Mishnah Berurahs that I came across that seem to imply that for some reason, when it came to Plag HaMincha, the Mishnah Berurah worked with the earlier Shita, that you calculate the Zmanim from Alois Tetzes, which by doing so will make Plag HaMincha later on in the day than the Vilna Goyin's Plag HaMincha. And that becomes Nagi Allah Lamaisa. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah number 13, Mishnah Berurah over here is talking about Hilchas Chanukah. We know for Hilchas Chanukah, the earliest possible time a person can climb Menorah is after Plag HaMincha. Okay? When is Plag HaMincha? So you go to his Zmanim chart, and Plag HaMincha, they'll tell you, is 3:46. Now on the Zmanim chart, they're going to write, Plag HaMincha Gra Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Okay? That's one Shita. What happens if I don't want to use that Shita? Let's say I want to use the Trumas HaDeshen Shita. Then Plag HaMincha is going to be significantly later. It's going to be 4:43. So which one is right? So most of the time it's not Negea, but you know when it's very Negea, it's Fridays in the summer. Friday in the summer we have a bit of a problem, known as Tarta Desasri, or I think we have a little bit of a problem, not everyone agrees to this problem, but we have a little bit of a problem called Tarta Desasri, which basically is, as we spoke about once before in Ishir, we basically daven Mincha and Ma'ariv at the same time, or shortly after each other, during the same time when you can't do both. You can't daven Mincha and Ma'ariv both after Plag and before Shkia. So that's the big known as the Tarta Desasri. So the way a lot of people get around Tarta Desasri is they make a Plag Minyan on Friday, they daven Mincha before Plag, they daven Ma'ariv after Plag, and all is fixed. Well, the truth is, as we mentioned back then, not all is really fixed, because you might have a problem of Tarta Desasri miyoyim liyoyim. It's very nice that today you decided to daven Ma'ariv after Plag, but yesterday you daven Mincha after Plag. So you're still, okay, so we spoke about that, how to get around that. So what do most people do in the summer who don't want to make very late Shabbos or don't want to make Tarta to the Sasri? So one option is daven an early Mincha. Get a 2 o'clock Mincha, whatever it is. Not everyone has that flexibility. So that's why Plag and Mincha is very popular in the summer. Right? So how do you calculate Plag? So you go to Yizmanim Shah, you calculate Plag, and it's going to give you the Vilna Goyin, Shulchan Aruch HaRav's version of Plag, which seems to be correct. There's only one problem. For many people, that sometimes is too early. It's a little too early for them. They're still getting together, still coming in from work. So what they do is they go on, they see when's the later one. The later one, which is called the Magen Avraham's Plag, which again, that's a complete misnomer. It's not the Magen Avraham's anything. It's the other version of calculating the Zmanim. And that's significantly later. So they'll call Mincha for that one, daven Mincha before that one, and then they'll go and say, oh, I'm not attired to the Sasri. So the question is that really true? So my assumption would have been absolutely not. Since we pass like the Vilna Goyin, like everyone keeps on saying, both their rices and their abundance, so you can't use that lakula. You want to be machmer, fine, be machmer for the Magen Avraham or Kriyat Shema. But to use that version as a kula, I would think that's not correct. However, the compelling argument that I think one could make is the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Hilchos Chanukah, how do you calculate Plag? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Hushav v'reva, it's an hour and a quarter, kaidim tseis akechavim, before tseis. What do you mean before tseis? We're not calculating with tzeis. So this Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Chanukah seems to be that Mishnah Berurah held for some reason by Plag, even though by Mincha, he writes for all these things, Mincha Tana, Mincha Gdei, all these things, there's a Machloikis. For some reason, I don't know why, when it came to Hilchos Chanukah, this was in Hilchos Mincha, and four Svarim later, he changed his tune. He said, now I'm being Machriya. I'm not sure why. But if this is correct, so you could tell me that the Mishnah Berurah holds for Plag for some strange reason. We go like the later Zman, and it's not a tie to the Sasri. So you could justify davening a later Plag, and you're still not a tie to the Sasri. And then I found another Mishnah Berurah. There's a Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah is commenting on the halacha that the earliest time to make early Shabbos is also only after Plag. How do you calculate Plag? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Uplaga mincha nikra sha'a v'riva, it's an hour and a quarter, kaidim ha'erif. Then he says, "V'ayin le'elbasim reish lamed gimel duhu shoyz manis." Same drasha. Everything is shoyz manis. Bein shu. How do you divide it? You take the day and you cut it into half. Gam kasam shom diyesh des ben apoyskin. There's different opinions. Im shav reva hu kaidim ashkia or kaidim says kachavim. Again, he acknowledges that it's a machloikis. Why in Hilchos Chanukah doesn't even acknowledge it? I don't know. Then he passes al kain linyanenu with regard to making early Shabbos b'diavad. In kibel al atzmoi l'shem tais v'shabbes at shav v'reva shekayid mashkia. If a person b'diavad made what we call the first plague, yesh l'hachmir sholei l'aseis malacha. He should be machmir not to make malacha. Now, when you read this, Mishnah Berurah, you get the impression that that's not really the preferred version of calculating plague. You get the feeling that the real plague is the later plague. But b'diavad, he did the first plague, we're going to take it seriously. So these two Mishnah Berurahs lead me to believe that for some reason, when it came to plague on mincha, the Mishnah Berurah was more convinced that we can use the later zman. I'm not sure why, and I'm not sure how that works with the Mishnah Berurah that we quote in Hilchos Mincha. However, if you want to take this into consideration, it will be very effective in the summer. Because in the summer, I know in Farakwe, there are many of the shuls have it like this, that they have, they call it a plague minion, and it's not the Vilna Gaon's plague. It's the later plague, which is really the first sheet of calculating Alois till Tzedek Achavim. And I always thought it wasn't correct. I always thought we assumed like the Shulchan Aruch and the Vilna Gaon, but maybe according to these Mishnah Berurahs, there is something to hold your hat on and call that plague. The other argument that I was thinking is maybe the Rabbanim will tell you that they deep down know that we don't really paskin like this. But the question is this better than Tarat HaDisasri? You gotta pick your battles. Maybe it's more kedai to be samech on this shita than it is to do a full blown tarat disasri. I'm not so sure if that's correct either.
But why do you know? That in any day, intraday, if you're going Mogen Avram, you have to go Mogen Avram?
Yeah, we would have assumed that. Here's that's why I assume that it's not right. To use the Mogen Avram, the Kula. Right, you don't find that. You don't find anyone playing. That's why I thought this was strange. Then I found some more justification in a sefer written by Rav Meir Posen. Meir Posen lived in England. He wrote extensively on Zman, one of the very popular Sforim. This sefer, I think, came out in 1973. So his sefer is a very popular sefer. He writes, Mefurish. He writes, Uldivre Pichodesh. According to the Pichodesh. Av Sheshir Lo'ilam Elois Hashacha. The Pichodesh says, you always go Alois, like the Chumash Hadeshin. Ava Plaga Mincha. Mishar Minaneit Atshkia. But Plag, then it's the other way around. Everyone holds, you go like the Vilna Gaon and the Shulchan Aruch Harav. The negayah alone has man shall plague a minchah. It's negayah to plagues, negayah to ma'ariv, it's negayah to chanukah, it's negayah to a lot of things. You have to know when to calculate plague. So if so, I would still assume that it's probably better not to use the trumas adeshin for mincha, plague a mincha. It's probably better to be machmir for the Vilna Gaon and do plague right. Now, if it's either that or tied to the sasri, I don't. Maybe should have mechidus. I think that's what we came out with when we learned the sugya last time. But I'm not so sure. But this is something you'll find. You'll see shuls calling it a plague minion, and you say to yourself, but it doesn't work out. The plague that I have on schedule was like 15 minutes, 20 minutes earlier. Sometimes even more. The answer is they're using lekula, the other way of calculating it. Even though throughout the rest of the day they wouldn't, for some reason by mincha, they use a lekula, and that's how they get to their cheshbin for plague mincha. Okay, so now we know at least what to look out for next time we're presented with Zmanim charts. Now we at least know what to look for, and you want to look for the small print. You want to see things like 16.1 degrees. You want to see things like Shulchan Aruch HaRav Vilna Gaon. These are some of the catchphrases that you want to see that you know that you're following the preferred version of the Zman. Okay, the hardest of the Zmanim, which is what we're up to now, is Tzeisek HaKavim. Now, what's funny about Tzeisek HaKavim is it probably has the most misunderstanding is calculating Tzeisek HaKavim by far. And it's negated to some of the most severe things in the world. It's negated to major deraisas. It's Tzeisek HaKavim. Tzeisek HaKavim is the beginning of, it ends one of the days, and it's the beginning of the next day. That's Tzeisek HaKavim. Tzeisek HaKavim is relevant to many mitzvahs deraisa. For example, Kriya Shema Shel Arvis needs to be done b'layla. That's a mitzvah deraisa. When does Shabbos end? That's a shayla v'deraisa. Eating in a sukkah, the first night of sukkahs, deraisa. You need layla. Eating matzah lel Pesach, you need deraisa layla. So all these manim are very relevant to understanding when exactly is layla.
Tefillah also,
huh? Tefillah? Tefillah. Yeah, sure. 100%, you need layla also. For that might be the Rabbanan, because technically, depending on what day she's going, it would only be a Rabbanan issue that she might be able to be Tevel B'Yom. Midaraisa, you could be Tevel B'Yom. It's Xavier Rabbanan that we're afraid that you're not Tevel B'Layla. But for certain tefillas B'Layla, yeah, maybe not neither, but for other ones, you maybe need Harif Shemesh and things like that. So the question is, how do we calculate Tzeisek HaKavim? So this, I believe, is the most confusing Zman for most people, and they're all, you know, especially at the end of a Tanis, you'll always get at the end of any given Tanis, besides, we'll leave Tisha B'Yom Kippur off for a second, you'll see there's always, you know, at least I know in my family, everyone's asking, when is the Tanis over? Shul X said this time, and Shul said 3 minutes. What's going on? Why are the rabbis not all on the same page over here? It's like meteorology. Everyone's got like 1 degree off, 1 inch off of the snow. Is everyone just like, you know, copying the other one, or is there a cheshbon over here? So the truth is there is a cheshbon over here, which we need to try to figure out what exactly is the cheshbon that everyone is using to try to calculate Tzeis HaKachav. But the ironic part of the whole sugya is it used to be Tzeis HaKachav was by far the easiest thing to calculate. It used to be the easiest thing to calculate. Because Tzeis HaKachav is what? When the stars come out. So people used to go outside and look. Are there stars or aren't there stars? A simple thing. It wasn't even difficult. Now it's difficult because we don't see stars. So now we got to come onto charts and things. And well, based on the Gemara, as we'll see in a few minutes, it was probably the easiest of this mountain to calculate was Tzeis HaKachav. How do you calculate? So the Gemara says in Psachim, number 16, the Gemara says like this. V'hakayim elon de'at Tzeis HaKachavim yimamuhu. We know that Jewish day is over at Tzeis HaKachavim. Tzeis HaKachavim ushers in light. Ushers in the night or mainly the next day. Okay. So how do you, again, what do the words mean? Tzeis HaKachavim means this coming out of the stars. So this sounds like that's the way you calculate it. No mill, none of that stuff. It's simple. Go outside, look at stars, and then you know what it is. So the Gemara in Shabbos says basically that. Says the Gemara in Shabbos, Amar Shmuel, Koichav Echad Yom. If you could see one star, it's still daytime. Shnayim is Ben Hashmash, Shloisha Laila. Three stars, Tzeis HaKachav. No problem. Everyone goes outside. They say the Chafetz Chaim used to do this. The Chafetz Chaim used to have a minion in his house. He'd send someone to go outside, look in the sky. You see stars, let's have a Ma'ariv. Simple. Very easy calculation. No one needed Ma'izmanim for Tzeis HaKachav. The Gemara says, Tanya Nami Achi. Koichav Echad Yoim, Shnayim Ben Hashmash, Shloisha Laila. Amar Reb Yosi, Loi Koichav Mgedoilim, Anirim Yoim. You gotta be careful which stars they are. It's not any star. It can't be those big stars. Loi Koichav Mgedoilim, not the small stars. Shein Yerim Ela Belaila. Because the small stars are much harder to see. Big stars are much easier to see. Ela Beinanim. So you need to have three, what they call medium stars. That's it. Three medium stars equal Tzeis HaKachav. So you want to know what time Shabbos is over. You want to know what time it is. So you can look outside. If you see three medium stars, it's over. That's the end of it. As I said to Gemara, very clearly, that's the definition of Tzeis HaKachav. Very easy, no lomdus, no complication. It can't be that easy, because there's a steer in the Gemara. But before that, it's kedai at least to mention this gevaldik chakira from Rabbi Chana Wasserman. We don't generally quote Rabbi Chana Wasserman in the Tuesday night shiur, so we have an opportunity. It's kedai to mention one of Rabbi Chana's first pieces in Kovit Shuim and Psachim. He clears a very geshmaka chakira. If you go to number 20, he clears the following chakira: Yesh lachkar. Maybe it's a little too late for chakiras, but we'll try. The yesh lachkar. Bahad the mitzvahs hakechavim havi laila. This idea that Tzeis HaKachav ushers in the night. Im hakechavim atzman hein laila. A nice geshmaka chakira for late at night. Claire Rabbuchana, what's the pshat? Is the pshat that say the coming out of the stars makes it Laila? And until three stars appear, it's not Laila? Oh no, Laila is a time. We rather don't know what the time is until we see the three stars. So the three stars is not really what makes it. It's a simon, the good old-fashioned Siba simon type of chakira. And he writes, "V'nafke mina l'mashkasa b'shita b'babas v'dafnun vav t'mishamachi b'shtei kiti edim hamidim kolkat al sor achas." Let's say you have a case where two edim are being made on shtei sairus. How does shtei sairus work? You need shtei sairus to make a definitive decision. So each ed is made on one. So is that called chatzi dover? How do you look at that? Is the pshat that each one is half, or that's all together we have the outcome? Avo be'edi cheskas, okay, chazok ein el raya shishaloi. Ulefizeh, in bo gimel kiti edim. Let's say three groups of edim walk in. Kol kad me'id al koichavech. Each one says, I see one star. You see one, and you see one, and you see one. E mikri chatzi dover. Will this be called chatzi dover? So that says, Rabbi Chon, I have a givaldik a raya to my hochakira. V'yesh levi raya, mi masa bereshis. Ta'akechovim nivru b'yem revi. Stars weren't first created till day four. And already, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, at the end of day one, it's night. Nothing to talk about. From the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us that after day one, there was night and there was no stars. So you see, it's not a Siba, it's a Sim. Okay, Geshmaka Chakira, in how to understand Tzeis HaKachav. But nonetheless, the outcome is the same. Tzeis HaKachav is defined by three stars coming out, what the Gemara calls three average stars. However, Rabbi Yoin in Brachas writes the following, number 22. Says Rabbi Yoin of Hodar, meaning the Mitzoyis HaKachavim Ve'elechu Laila, Dav Kishloi HaKachavim Beinanim, it's got to be what we call three average stars, Avopachas Loi Havi Laila, but three little stars, not good enough. The Hachim Minim Sech HaShabbos, Kechel Echa Yoim Shnaim, and Ashmosh HaShloi HaLaila, V'amin Olel, Loi Kachavim Gdeilim Anirim Yoim, Loi Kachavim Gtanim Anirim Laila, Ela Beinanim. The Kivan Shekein says Rabbi Yoin a very interesting chiddush. Pashtus on this Gemara, you would learn that if you want to know when Tzeis HaKachavim is for everything, you go outside, you look in the sky, you see three medium stars, and that's it, you're good to go. Says Rabbi Yoin, not so fast. Since you see from the Gemara that there's rules, the ain hakol bikiin bein beinanim mktanim, and not your average person doesn't know the difference between medium and small. Therefore, tzarech lizar achi raktanim. Says Rabbi Nehru, we always have to be machmir. You always have to wait until you see three small stars. The chema matzah Shabbat tzarich lizar gam kim shloim lasis shum malacha achi yiru shloim shikachavim tanim. That's why when you need for Shabbat, says Rabbi Nehru, it's not enough to have three medium stars. You need to have three small stars. The Ritva says, like Rabbi Nehru, but slightly different. The Ritva says you need three small stars for Shabbat because of the mitzvah of tais for Shabbat. Taste of Shabbos means even though Shabbos is technically over, you want to extend the Shabbos. There's no mitzvah to extend Zman Ma'ariv for Kriya Shema Shel Arbis. So then Afkamina between Rabbi Nehru and the Ritva is, according to the Ritva, it's only true by Shabbos. Kriya Shema and Sukkah and Matzah, I don't need to extend anything. So then I go right away. Mashiach, according to Rabbi Nehru, you always need small stars. So now we know, according to Rabbi Nehru, when you want to go outside and you want to see stars, it's not enough to see medium stars, you need to see small stars. Now you ask me, what's the difference? There's a difference of minutes. Many minutes that differ between small stars and medium stars. So now at least we know, according to Rabbi Yoina, how to calculate it with stars. Okay, Mitzvah Shem, next week we'll see that if we're going to use stars, so then you have to ask yourself, where did this whole 72 of Rabbeinu Tam came from? Everyone knows, if you want to be very frum, you tell people to keep 72. 72 what? The Gemara says, you're supposed to count three stars. So you tell me 72 minutes is exactly when three stars come out? It's not true, that's first of all. So where does this whole Rabbeinu Tam come from? Where does it come from 72? Is it right, is it wrong? And Bli Nedar will try to tackle Rav Moshe's tshuvas, where he has many tshuvas about how to calculate Zmanim. Hopefully Bli Nedar next week, I do hope to wrap up Zmanim, get it clear, know when Shabbos ends, and Bli Nedar will move on to something different.